Bless the Lord, eagles on the earth. You shouted like turkeys there. I said, bless the Lord, ye eagles on the earth. Thinking about what Elder Bobby always says, I was glad. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. And I was thinking, well, God is everywhere. God is with me at home. God is with me in the car. But what makes it special that I come to a house called his? He said, that's the only place you can get together with all the other sons and daughters of the Most High God. Wait, you haven't heard what I'm trying to tell you? Then all of a sudden, little streams will connect together and become a river. And all of a sudden, rivers will become an ocean. And Jesus declares, anything you will agree, hallelujah, together on earth, heaven will do it. Hey, is somebody hearing me? Let us agree this morning. This will be a miraculous service. This will be a breakthrough service. This will be a game changer. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hey. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. When I was saying, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name, and the Lord just dropped it in my spirit. He said, you forgot one thing. And I was wondering, what did I forget? He says, you forgot the shout. He said, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout! Not by yourself, all ye people. All ye people, shout unto God with the voice of triumph. In case you forgot, but when he gave me that revelation, when you look at it, you can use your own Strong's concordance or any dictionary, you will see it for yourself. He said that the shout mars the power of the enemy. This is the only legitimate shout down. In other words, when the enemy starts making his advance, we start shouting. We start shouting. I said, we start shouting. And we tear down the strongholds of the enemy in the name of the Father, Son Jesus, and the Holy Ghost.
time. Hallelujah.
Just telling you as he's telling me. You see now, Jesus taught us in his kingdom, even though we don't follow it. He said, now if your enemy is hungry, he said, feed him. If he needs something to drink, give to him. He said, that's how you put coals of fire on his head. Come on. You have not always been a nice person all your life. Have you ever done something mean to somebody and they just smile? Yeah? And they don't have anything. Okay, maybe you've never passed that test in your life. But the Holy Spirit is telling me, you don't know how you make Satan feel that he's been attacking you. He's been lying to you. He's been trying to oppress you. And then you come into the house of the Lord and you start shouting. In the demonic realm, they're asking, what is he shouting about? Why is he shouting? Why is he singing? We know what we've been doing, but I'm shouting because I know who is coming in town to fight for me. Hallelujah! Yay! Glory! Hallelujah! Listen, it's only Nancy that I've been seeing, and I feel this thing that comes to me with this mic. But when I saw you, I felt it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. He said, cry no more. You're going to pray through. Come on, travel. 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 Lord, we give you praise this morning. We celebrate Palm Sunday, the glory way. We celebrate Palm Sunday, the joyful way. We celebrate Palm Sunday, the miraculous way. We have declared this a breakthrough service, a game changer service. And Lord, we believe and we receive now. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Come on, 2-3 people. Breakthrough service for me. Breakthrough service for you. Hallelujah. Glory. Shake anybody's hand. Hallelujah. 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 God bless you. You may be seated. Glory to God. It's one thing to shout together. It's another when you are shouting and there's joy in your heart. And you are grateful to God. Hallelujah. For bringing you to this moment. You are grateful to God that you have hope and expectation of a greater tomorrow. Hallelujah. So Matthew 21, we'll read the story of what the church calls the triumphant entry. And when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem and were come to Bethphage, unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus two disciples, saying unto them, Go into the village over against you, and straightway you shall find an ass tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them unto me. And if any man say aught unto you, you shall say, The Lord hath need of them. And straightway he will send them. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell ye the daughter of Zion, Behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek, and sitting upon an ass, and a colt, the foal of an ass. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the ass and the colt, and put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strawed them in the way. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this? And the multitude said, This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. I'd like to read one more version from Luke 19, just to capture a nuance. Luke 19. Verse 28, Luke 19, 28. And when he had thus spoken, he went before, ascending up to Jerusalem. And it came to pass, when he was come nigh to Bethphage and Bethany, at the mount called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying, Go ye into the village over against you, in the which at your entering you shall find a colt tied, whereon yet never man sat. Loose him and bring him hither. And if any man ask you, Why do you loose him? Thus shall ye say unto him, Because the Lord had need of him. And they that were sent went their way, and found even as he had said unto them. And as they were loosing the colt, the owners thereof said unto them, Why loose ye the colt? And they said, The Lord hath need of him. And they brought him to Jesus, and cast their garments upon the colt, and they set Jesus thereon. And he went. And as he went, they spread their clothes in the way. And when he was come nigh, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen. Hallelujah. Saying, Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, Master, rebuke thy disciples. And he answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these shall hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. Amen. Now, I asked myself, what's this whole thing about Palm Sunday? Why do we celebrate Palm Sunday? Why do we talk about the donkey and the people singing? Because many times we keep religious festivities mindlessly.
Amen.
Yes. You ask somebody, why are you celebrating Palm Sunday? I don't know. I guess it's in the Bible. So we celebrate. So I was asking myself that question, and the Lord said to me, your king is coming.
Amen.
Amen. You see now. You say you celebrate. Ooh, I just felt him wash over me. What did you feel sitting down there? See, that's that thing that keeps us young. He just rained on me. Whenever I tell you what he said, he testifies right behind it immediately.
Amen.
Say, so you celebrate Palm Sunday because your king is coming.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory.
That had me start studying the text in a new dimension and gave me everything I'm about to tell you. The Lord said to me, it's not your Savior coming. It's not your deliverer coming. Says your king.
Amen.
See now, women. Understand what I'm about to say. A woman can have a man in her life, but he's just a man. A woman can have a man in her life, and he is her king. I got nods and some of you are saying, I haven't met him yet. All I've met are knuckleheads and mama boys and all of this. God said it's not your Savior that's coming. Yes, he will save you. He said, but the power of Palm Sunday is when you recognize who is coming.
Amen.
Is the king coming?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The king is not the president. The king is enthroned forever.
Amen.
His word stands forever.
Amen.
His kingdom shall never end. Watch. He said every one of us should look in our lives and see all the chaos that's there. The things that need to be mended. The things that need to be fixed.
Amen.
And then he says you pick up your own. He says I'm about to usher in my king. And when he comes, he's about to fix every broken thing. Everything that needs to be mended. Everything that needs to be fixed. Hallelujah. When I lift up my own palm tree. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? So, this thought, because I said it in the first message, what the enemy has done as a snake is to neutralize every treasure God has given to us. So we go through the routine without the power. So when I went and started studying the text, I saw that he said that Jesus was ascending to Jerusalem. But he knew that he was going there to die for us. But before he makes that entry, he has to be ushered in as a king. Watch. And he said on his journey, he came to a place called Bethphage. And he stopped. He says, I will not go any further until I fulfill prophecy. So I went to look up the meaning of Bethphage. He says it's the place of fruit, ripened fruit. How to explain it to you is the tree has grown the fruit, but the fruit hasn't ripened yet for you to eat it. It's a place where you need to take. Do you remember my message? The next move is yours. It's a place you get to. And God says, I'm not going to come any further until something happens. Amen. This was the way the Father designed it, that the Lord Jesus will ride into Jerusalem as a king. He's been in Jerusalem countless times. Huh? He's worked miracles there. So what was different this time?
Palm Sunday is the prelude to Good Friday, the crucifixion, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. He had to ride into Jerusalem on a donkey. They had to shout, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, before they started shouting, crucify him. The blessing is that he rode on a donkey. And the mystery of the donkey is so powerful because the Bible said that this donkey, no man had ever ridden on it. I said, if you go into the world of animals, do you know what rejection that would have been for this donkey? Watching all the other donkeys getting attention all its life, and nobody rode on him. Whew. For you late bloomers, this is for you. Didn't know that God was reserving it for the ride of his life. That the Lord Jesus will be his first ride. I can wait 50 years for this ride. Ooh, glory to God. But Robertson said something when he was alive. It was so humorous. He said, can you imagine if when the people were shouting, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, and the donkey thought they were shouting for him, for it. So he was teaching us in his fatherly wisdom so that when people are singing your praise, when God is moving and things are working, don't think it's for you. It's not for you. It's for him who is blessing you. It's for him who is using you. It's for him who is manifesting his kingdom through you. What a word. Are you a donkey? Are you stubborn as a mule? The Lord Jesus and his glory can sit on you and you will act right. When the Ark of the Covenant was taken captive by the Philistines, they put the ark in the house of Dagon, their god. Dagon fell over to worship. They came and they set up Dagon again. Now this time Dagon fell and broke apart. And they started moving the ark from one part of the Philistine territory to another. And they all kept suffering hemorrhoids and all kinds of problems and challenges. And they decided to put the ark on a cart, driven by these young cows, and without any GPS, any shepherd, anybody, these cows tracked straight to Beth-Shemesh, to the land of Israel, under the glory. The glory sat on cows, and they could tell the direction, and they went back to the land of Israel. And you are filled with the Holy Ghost and the glory of God. There's so much for us to see. You already have what it takes, is what I'm telling you. Act on what you've been taught. Act on what you know. Put a seed in the ground. Start tithing in your home church. You ministers, you ministries, tithe away from you. Release the power of the kingdom, the covenant, to work for you. Stop listening to fools running around talking about you're giving your money to a building. These are cursed children. They're cursed. They wouldn't get anywhere. Watch their lives in the next 20 years. There'll be nothing left when the destroyer finishes with them. Follow those of us that have been here tried and true. 41 years in the Atlanta area alone. I've been preaching in the Atlanta area longer than many of you have been alive. And now you're even grandparents. Glory to God. Receive the word of resurrection. Be transformed. Be healed. Be restored in Jesus' name. And then act on your faith. All the information are there on your screen to put your seed in the ground and connect with us. We're believing God, not just for 1,000 partners, for limitless, as many as the Lord our God will give to us. You're hearing the word of resurrection. You're being changed. You can't wait any longer. This is your season. God bless you. We love you. Come to Bible study. Your life will be transformed. It's only 2 hours. Amen. Amen. See you tomorrow.
If you believe it, come on and shout to him. If you believe it, come on and shout to him.